Proclamation number 9006, dated the July 2nd, 1965. Why do we have to do penance for Adam's sin? All your questions will come to nothing as soon as you are offered the pure truth, for this is so easy to understand as long as it is offered to you in the right way. You know that the apostasy from me took place in a state of brightest realization. Consequently, all beings were equally responsible for falling away from me. They could not have been forced by the adversary's will to revolt against me. Instead, the rejection of my strength of love was every being's own affair. Free will made them become sinful, which, at the time of the apostasy, had not been subject to my adversary. Because they had the right of self-determination, it was still able to make a free decision and thus consciously chose the adversary. But now the latter had control over his followers, and this control was taken away from him by me by letting creation arise in order to induce the strength which, through the apostasy, had become incapable of any kind of activity, to become active again in different ways. Thus, the adversary gained nothing from his followers and was only allowed to exercise his power again once the being had regained its self-awareness in the stage as a human being. And I had to leave him this right, on account of which he was then able to tempt these beings. And so he did with all manner of cunning and trickery. He understood how to deprive the first human being of his faith in my word again, which promised them eternal life if they followed my easy commandment. In this human being, Adam, an extremely strong spirit was embodied, whose fall was easily achieved yet again by the adversary. So is it not obvious that no spirit would have been able to resist him who became subject to the same artful temptations by my adversary? It is not about the fact that the descendants had to do penance for the first human being's sin, but it is about the fact that Roman 1, had the first human being resisted these temptations for love of me, would, for the sake of compassion, have done the same as Jesus, the human being, did at a later time, that he accomplished the act of atonement for the sake of love, that I would have been satisfied with the strength of resistance by the one person who handed himself over to me and should have enabled my illumination again. And for his will of love I would have written the guilt off, and the path across earth as a human being would merely have served everyone to kindle the love for me into brightest fire. Instead, my adversary had proved his power over the first human beings and thus did not surrender the right to subsequently use his artful temptations on every person, which I cannot deny him due to the fact that the beings once voluntarily followed him into the abyss. Hence you cannot say that these people will now have to do penance for the sins of their ancestors, but it has always been up to each person to prove himself during the temptations, and he will also receive the strength from me to do so. For I bless this determination and will never abandon such a person to my adversary. However, the first people could have helped their descendants to have an easier life on earth, but since they failed, it was not possible to protect the latter from the adversary's temptations, unless they appealed to me for my protection, and then their earthly path was indeed an easier one, which was also the case with those original spirits which were receptive to instructions from the world of light and over whom my adversary no longer had full control. Therefore, the fact that those people always had an easier earthly path, that they did not fall prey to my opponent's enticements, that he did not keep full authority over them, is a sign that I've helped and always will help every soul which starts earthly life less burdened and whose will is already devoted to me, that I therefore do not indiscriminately give grace and strength to souls to accomplish their path of return. However, time and again I have to mention that the first human beings made the whole path of return more difficult because of their failure, It would have been far easier to navigate had the strongest, once fallen spirit resisted and followed my easy commandment. Had he believed more in my words which promised him eternal life, and through his resistance had broken the power, which then would have made it impossible for the adversary to use it on his followers, for this victory would have affected all fallen spiritual beings. Amen.